Welcome to the Female Insight Zone, a podcast dedicated to sharing insights from women who have made an indelible mark in business and the path they took to soar.
Welcome to the Female Insight Zone. This is Mary Beth Kosmeski. Today I'm interviewing Jill Cruz. She is Olivia Travel's Vice President of Guest Experience. She is something that I think is really, really interesting. She's been a cruise resort director on more than 280 trips for the travel firm, and I am just thrilled to have her share her stories of success with us today on the Female Insight Zone. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be here.
So tell us about your position right now. I mean, for those people that are a little bit older like myself, I remember the Love Boat and the cruise director and, you know, just that whole, like, you get to travel and do all this wonderful stuff and be a cruise director. So talk to us about what you do right now and what that career looks like.
That's funny you bring up the Love Boat, because I think when we started in 1990, people kept calling me Julie. Even though my name's Jill, but it was okay. I knew my role. It was good. So Olivia is a company that I'm going to give you a little bit of background. We started as a record company for women in 1973, and at a time when the big record companies were not hiring women. They you know, the Joan Baez's, and they would say they'd already have their one woman for the label. And, you know, this group of seven women in DC decided they wanted to change the world and do something for women. So they decided to start their own record company. And Olivia, for about 15, 16 years, became the envy of the small record companies, independent record labels, because we would have concerts all over the country. We didn't have email back then, so we would call each other, and it would be phone trees and telling people where concerts are going to be in church basements. And it would bring women together as community, and women as lesbians, because this was a time of feminism. But even though feminism was happening, there was a big direct correlation between the separate areas, between women who were fighting for feminism and lesbians who were fighting for feminism. So it was a very interesting time. So here we shoot to 16 years later, and the president of the company, Judy DeLugaj, realized there wasn't a place for a women's label anymore. But when she went on vacation, she never felt comfortable to be who she was. They couldn't hold hands. They couldn't, you know, celebrate their anniversary. They couldn't ask for a king bed at a hotel. It was a very ominous time of still being gay and not being comfortable in the world. So she shot out a letter to her mailing list on the record label and said, "Hey, I think you might want to do this too. We're chartering a 4-night, 600 passenger cruise out of Miami, and we think you might want to come. So you have to save all your money, send it now, and you can't cancel." Within like a month, we sold out our first 4-night cruise in 1990. And she thought, that's a great idea. Let's do that again. So we had two back-to-back sold out 600 passenger ships. And it featured all of our women's music artists from our label of the Olivia Record. That was the entertainment. So that is where we kind of started it. And I happened to be at the right place at the right time with the right last name, you know, Cruz,
right.
to help with the company. So that's where we started. And then for now, what we've done, you know, 28 years later, we are still providing that same experience of creating community on a ship or a resort or an adventure trip or a riverboat or a kids and family trip, where we come together as a community and still feel comfortable to be with ourselves, have a vacation, and not have to look over our shoulders or, you know, be at a table with someone and being asked, "Are you sisters?" Nope. So to be completely who you are is a very empowering experience. Whether you're gay or straight, it's important that you are who you are and authentic all the time. So that is what these vacations provide, as well as providing women an opportunity to travel the world. We've been to all seven continents. We change the world in every place we go, because you have a cruise ship full of workers from all over the country and all over the world, I should say, who maybe have never had that experience of being on a 2,000 passenger ship full of women or of lesbians. And what is that like? And by the first day, they're all going, "Oh, this is like more fun." You know, and when you have that experience of really taking the program of a ship and really making it for women, for this community, whether it's the entertainment, the activities we do, our solos coordinator, our special needs coordinator, our dance instructors, our DJs. It really makes that experience unique and very different than going on a regular straight trip. So we are thrilled about it. And I'm thrilled to still be here doing it to this day. And I still love it. I still love it.
Well, that is so awesome. I was just reading recently some research, and I've delved into this research a little bit myself, on something called code switching. And I think it's kind of what you're talking about avoiding. So if you're having a group of same type people that are together, you feel included, you feel like you can be yourself, you can feel like you can be authentic. But if you're in a situation where that's not the case, you try to act the way sometimes people think you're supposed to act, or they wish that you would act, and you feel like you're not being authentic, you're not being yourself. And it's called code switching. And it happens a lot in the LGBT community for sure. But it happens a lot if you're an outsider, if you're a minority, if you are whatever, you feel like you're not fitting. And so you're trying to be who they want you to be. And it's so not authentic. So I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing.
That's a really, really great, interesting. I'd like to read more about that. That's exactly what it's about. Even just being a woman in business. Because I do want to say, back in 90, when Judy was actually finding cruise ships to charter to, we were barely able to get our own credit as a woman, let alone a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
And to have a cruise ship who's asking for, you know, I'm just putting out a number, $500,000, they're not going to, they were very afraid to charter to a woman, not just because we were lesbian, but being a lesbian was a big part of that. Like, we were so scary. in fact, I just want to share one story with you. When Judy first approached the cruise lines, they were all saying, no, no, no. Number one, we've never done this before for all women. We don't want to do this, or we're afraid that if we do it for lesbians, it's going to get the wrong word out there and people won't book our other trips with us if they know we're chartering to a group of lesbians, you know, because we were so scary back then. She finally found this little company who said, basically he was Greek, the captain. He said, Judy, where was the first lesbian from? And she was kind of just, or who was the first lesbian, I think he said. And she said, Sappho. And he says, correct. And where was Sappho from? And she was just so taken back. She didn't know what to say. And he says, she was from Lesbos and I am from Lesbos, so there will be no problems on this ship.
So that was awesome.
Kind of the start of it. And what we have done over the years is really prove to the cruise companies, number one, our groups are very fun. We as a company are incredibly organized and meticulous about our details and our sites, inspections, and our programming, that it makes it really fun to work with us. And so then we now have companies that are, you know, coming to us to say, we really want you. We really want your business. And, you know, we pay our bills on time. We have fun. And the staff, you know, at the end of the trip really don't want us to leave. Seriously, they've said this. And they feel really respected. We all feel grateful for the experience. And so we're all coming on very happy and joyous. And like you said, there is a sense of community and a bonding that brings everybody together when you can truly just be who you are. And that is a freedom I wish the whole world could experience, because it changes the world, and it changed perceptions as well of who we were as a community to these people from Malaysia, from, you know, the Philippines, from Jamaica, from all these places where all these staff on the ships work and come from. They go back and tell their families, their friends, I just had this experience with this ship full of lesbians and they were so much fun. And all of a sudden now people are changing perceptions about us. And here we are just having vacation and being who we are. And just that simple act changes, can change the world a little bit at a time. So
yep.
That's been really, really amazing too.
And that's what we have to do, a little bit at a time. We wish it would happen a lot quicker, but it's a little bit at a time. So I think that's fabulous. So I know that you have done some work with Oprah Winfrey. Talk to the audience about what you're doing there, what that initiative is.
Well, so much of what I do now has always been in line with Oprah's teachings in terms of intention, gratitude, being your authentic self, being who you are. And that kind of morphed about, into a kind of relationship and getting to meet her in 2012 when I went to a life class taping. And it's a longer story than that, but I did have an opportunity there to meet her. We became a part of a group called the OWN Ambassadors, which was the Oprah Winfrey Network Ambassadors. And it was about 30 of us original people that kind of met via social media and wanted to see Oprah's new network succeed because of the programming she was providing. It was Life Class, which it was talking about all sorts of different situations that really improve our lives. It was Super Soul Sunday, who that she would have a spiritual leader or even a top executive in the way they operate and how they treat people and what their success stories were as a guest every Sunday morning. And it was so uplifting and so great that we really wanted to see her succeed in this. So we all got together and we would tweet during these shows and raise awareness and be as supportive as we could. And these, we began doing these social media projects in terms of the tweeting of that and became involved in her belief series, which again was another spiritual belief of kind of showing how the world, whether whatever religion or spiritual belief you have, it's all centered around love. And so there were just those projects that really attracted me to want to be a part of, to be of service and help promote awareness. And so, you know, I've been really lucky. I mean, you know, she follows me on Twitter and there's 34 million followers and she follows 280 something people. So I feel very fortunate. And been able to be invited to things that we've been able to meet with her in belief opening series or classes or Super Soul sessions that we've been able to, you know, have a connection with her. So it's been, that's been fun. And it's something on the side, but it, yet it all kind of works with who I am and what I do as being my authentic self and helping to promote that in the world.
Yeah, that's absolutely, that's amazing and how that started and everything else. Now, I know that, you know, the work that you've been doing, it's making some small steps forward, in some cases, some large steps, but what's kind of next for you? What do you think, you know, has to happen next, you know, in your current position or what you guys are doing or what does the world need to be aware of?
That's a great question. Kindness. And I think, you know, in what we do, whether we're providing vacations for people, I think kindness is number one. Number two, I think we're always going to need this place. So in terms of me personally, I can't see myself doing anything else. There really is nothing else I want to do. I still feel like I'm in service. I still have such gratitude every day for waking up and getting to do what I get to do. And I still feel like I love what I do. So I don't see a change in that. But in terms of the company, you know, we're all getting older and there's a younger generation coming into play now that some feel like they don't need that separate space to have on vacation, that they feel like it can be as open as they want. But I think you and I and a lot of people are seeing that there are things that are backfiring in this country right now that we worked so hard for to have these rights and this awareness and this acceptance, that I'm seeing our company now still in a place where this is as needed as it's always been, because we do need a space where we can come together and have kindness and love and support and empowerment together. And a lot of times we see as women in times like this, we can now come together and do things. So we just had a leadership summit on our last trip where we had amazing leaders in the community to talk about what's happening now in the political arena, what's happening now in the country, and how we can start working together to make a difference, getting through the next 4 years, I should say. So it's a real place of empowerment. Even the president of the company, Judy, and her partner were huge Hillary supporters, and she raised over $2 million just for her campaign. So we have a political side of us as well that has this community available for helping to support the causes that we all are affected by. And so that is a powerful part of that. So our community, so when you ask what is the future of it, I think we still have a community and we still have things to do as a community, and we have the ability to gather together, whether it's financially or in our communities, to help towards that goal of making the world a better place, and it will always be there. And I think, Olivia, in the next 20 years, we will still have a place where we are.
Yeah. So how can people reach Olivia? How can they reach you on social media?
Well, we're at olivia.com. That's our website. On social media, we are Olivia Travel, whether it's on Twitter, at Olivia Travel, Instagram, at Olivia Travels. And that would be, yes, how to reach us. And our number is 800-631-6277. And we are on the West Coast. So please, yes, come and see us, see what we have offered. We have like about 26 trips on the books right now between 17 and 18. Wow. We've just finished our planning through 18. And one of the things, Mary Beth, that we do is we do big ships, we do resorts, we do adventure trips like Antarctica, Galapagos, Baja, Alaska, small adventure, and we do riverboats, which are like 140 passengers in Europe, or we go to Vietnam and Cambodia, or we've done China. It's an amazing array of different types of trips for all economic, you know, for all prices, I should say. We also are celebrating our 45th anniversary in 2018, and we have two flagship trips we are promoting it for that 45th that are going to be just full of entertainment and special guests. And those will be a cruise ship with Celebrity that will be out of Fort Lauderdale going to Puerto Rico, and also a resort vacation. And there's just so much available for all levels, for all ages, and it's an amazing, amazing vacation. I hope everybody can have a chance. And it's primarily for lesbians, but we have had women who are straight, you know, who just want to have a safe space to be themselves and just relax. And we've had moms come. We have Betty DeGeneres even says, I'll never do another straight trip again. So she comes on our trips quite
nice.
Often as well. And great entertainment. I mean, it's the comedy, the music, our speakers that we've had, like Billie Jean King. We've just had amazing people that come on our trips, and Billie Jean just did our Cuba trip with us as a guest. So, you know, it's you never know who's going to be on the trip with you when you do it. So,
right. Well, that is amazing. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the Female Insight Zone today.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Thanks for listening to the Female Insight Zone, a podcast dedicated to sharing insights from women who have made an indelible mark in business and the path they took to soar.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.